This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Hello.
Hardly Ho.
Welcome to Friday.
Indeed.
You may not listen to this on a Friday, but it's ready for you on a Friday.
Yes.
And in this beautiful podcast, we set ourselves a challenge this week.
I don't know why I said yes to this.
You can already hear in Duncan's voice that the challenge may not have gone to plan.
It's killing me.
But I commend... Actually, I'm not going to give away anymore.
No? Okay.
Just have a listen.
And that's something big that we were talking about all week. Mm. We finally revealed what that was.
And it's pretty big.
It was huge.
3, 2, 1.
Breakfast is ready.
Good morning to you, lassie, Laura Bennett. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That was a bit Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end.
It's meant to be Glaswegian, is what we're going for.
Wasn't even close, I'm sorry.
They have the best idea, and it sounds a little bit like this, okay?
Oof. Yeah.
Just let the guy sleep.
So there's a brand new sweeping fitness craze hitting Glasgow right now. They're demoing it at a couple of places. It's called Napasize.
Yes, it is.
And no joke, you go in and for 45 minutes you have a sleep and that is the workout routine. In its entirety.
It's such a good idea. It's based around the need that we do have to get a good night's sleep. And so many Glaswegians, and I think Sydneysiders as well, just aren't getting enough. So they sell the recuperation benefits, the calorie burn that you get in sleep.
Yep.
If sleeping is going to be considered going to the gym every single night... We sleep. You can say that five nights a week at least you've gone to the gym. I've gone to the gym 5 nights.
5 nights. What are you doing? Are you partying so hard on the weekend you're not getting any sleep? I work out 7 times a week. Sometimes I do double sessions now.
Look at you trying to rub it in.
Imagine how fit Spain must be now because they've been doing siestas for hundreds of years, right? They must be so buff.
We were a little bit secretive because we said something was coming.
Very big.
It is. In fact, here, and it does relate to this.
I'm going to put my feet up for a second. Can you pass me that coconut water and that shucked coconut? Oh,
have that.
Thank you, because we're giving you an opportunity right now on Hope 103.2 to go along and nominate a family who potentially is stressed out right now, exhausted, and just can't afford to go on a family holiday to Fiji.
To Fiji, that is right. We've got 3 of these holidays to give away. It's for your friend and their family. Like, you know that family who are just doing it tough. They really have just been putting in the hard yards at work with kids.
I'll just have the double sundae, extra chocolate, extra nuts. Thank you.
That's going to be them. You can nominate them now, hope1032.com.au. Now that you've finally got the song out of your head.
Okay.
Let It Go, Frozen, the sequel. It has been announced with a 2019 release date.
Laura, we've just made it through the gauntlet that is school holidays.
Yeah.
And we are just dropping our children off at school right now. And you go ahead and play that song without any warning.
I'm sorry.
Send your complaints through to our producer at hopemedia.com.au.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
And now it's time for Ludicrous Long Shots. No way.
Oh.
Yes way.
Yes. It's Wednesday and our Ludicrous Long Shot is this. Have you ever... won an online competition.
Yeah, particularly those ones where you've got to give like 25 words or less and tell us why you deserve this. Because so often you hear about these competitions and someone wins. Has it been you?
I am an avid competition enterer.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the... that's probably a contestant is what I am.
Term.
And I have never, ever, ever, ever won an online competition.
Yeah.
I've won a phone-in competition. Mm. I've won one where you've got to kind of be there and people talk to you, but never, ever, ever a phone-in one.
Well, it does happen because I remember one of my sister's friends in her grade at school, she missed a couple of weeks of term because she won a trip to Italy that she had to do the 25 words or less for.
Amazing.
If you have won, we'd love to know. Yeah, we've got Darren. You won something for New Year's. Tell us about this.
It was an online competition, 25 words or less, to see the fireworks on the Carhill Expressway. They shut down the Carhill Expressway.
Yeah.
You've got Circular Quay in front of you, the Opera House, the Harbour Bridge, and we did a double. We won both the 9 o'clock and the 12 o'clock.
Wow. Okay, so, Darren, I'm a bit confused because I thought, isn't the Carhill Expressway that outside lane on the Harbour Bridge? Aren't you standing underneath fireworks exploding yet?
No.
Okay.
No, it's the best view in Sydney, Darren. It'd be beautiful.
The way that goes behind Circular Quay, Duncan.
Oh, that's an amazing view.
Yeah, it was.
Congratulations. What can I ask? What were your 25 words? Do you remember what you said that got you over the line?
Oh, not really. It was massive imagination, that's for sure. Something about brightness and sparkle and the love of my wife.
Oh, nice. That's sweet.
Julie's also on the line. 1-300-40-2020. What did you get to win?
I won a trip to the Logies in Melbourne.
Oh, when was this?
So it was about 30 years ago. It was a 25 words or less competition. I have no idea what I wrote now, 30 years ago. But I won first class flight down to Melbourne,
yeah.
Accommodation in the casino. Then I got to go to the Logies and I sat at the table next to Molly Meldrum.
Yeah.
And then, so food and accommodation for the couple of days and then first class flights home again. It was wonderful.
Now, Julie, I'm going to test you here. Who won Best Australian Personality?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember, Duncan. I'm sorry. But you know what I do remember? Is that the hotel where I was staying, I'd never been to a posh la-di-da hotel. And I really loved it because in the toilet was a phone next to the toilet.
Oh, so classy. So classy.
It's just what you need. Good on you, Julie. That's really cool. Matthew, you sound like, I mean, you've won something, but it sounds a little bit like, is this the prize you'd really want to win? What did you get?
Yeah, so my wife, this is a long time ago now, won a weekend trip to Moree, of all places.
Yeah. What was the so selling good. Point on Moree?
Well, look, I have no idea, to be honest. It's they are the hot spring central of Australia.
They are,
I must
yes,
say.
They are.
The pools there were wonderfully warm.
Yeah.
Although my wife was pregnant at the time, so she couldn't even use them.
Aww.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the great thing about this trip was that we left early because it was horrendous.
Oh, no.
Sorry to hear that, Matthew, but congrats on winning. We definitely, this morning, do get an ultimate victory sound for our ludicrous
it's
long
incredible.
Shot.
Incredible. So we have chosen to do something bold and crazy. The conversation started with producer and I, Ali, talking about doing a health reset and maybe doing like a juice cleanse
kind
of thing.
Did you regret how many Easter eggs you had?
Oh, listen, I'll share on that in a little bit. But the decision has been made as a breakfast team. We're all doing a juice cleanse, basically.
Health reset.
7-day reset. Mm. We've got the scientific plan. We've got the dietitians.
Yeah.
You know, we've figured it out. We're going to do it. Sprinkle in some Jesus in there. You got yourself a juice fast.
Yep.
It works well, but it's a bit of a fad. My body is revolting right
now.
How many?
See, I started this Monday because I'm
the
kind
of
person,
it's, you know, in descent.
You mean you go into the bathroom a little more?
Yeah, because seriously, when you say, hey, are you regretting the amount of chocolate Easter eggs you had?
Mm.
I started this thing yesterday and I had an entire box of Maltesers as kind of a farewell swan song.
So you packed your body with sugar before you flushed the sugar out?
I had so many sausages and bacon and eggs for breakfast. My body is not happy right now.
And you're a little bit, I have noticed that you're a little bit sleepier because you're not doing coffee either.
When we said yes, then at the last moment, producer Ali said, oh, by the way, no more coffee. Like she threw that in the mix. Like that's acceptable. Like, which is killing me right now.
You're doing okay. You're 1 day in, all right?
Okay.
I'm 3 days in because I got to start Monday and be in order. So we'll keep you posted. Catherine, what did you try?
Hi there. This is actually more of a little help for Duncan with the coffee craving.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, shoot away. I need every help I can get.
Okay, it's matcha tea powder.
Oh, yeah, I got into this in Japan.
You should be allowed to have that on a juice fast.
Well, it is green, so I think that's okay.
I'm looking over at my producer. Am I allowed to have matcha tea? She's given me the nod. Catherine, I will now invest heavily into matcha tea.
Yeah, it gives you the same little kick that coffee does.
That's what I was going to ask. Because how does it have a bit of caffeine in there, does it?
Well, it's actually ground tea leaves, the green tea leaves. It's the whole tea leaf. Instead of having a green tea where it's brewed,
yeah,
It's the whole tea leaf.
Now, Catherine, am I allowed on a juice fast to blend this matcha tea in with some ice cream and then drink it through a straw?
Yeah.
Catherine's bending all the rules. Our producer is like waving hands. No, no, no. Duncan, you gotta commit.
Match your ice creams in.
It's Wednesday, and although, I mean, it's not the beginning of the week, it is the first day back at school. And sometimes that can cloud your mind. You might feel sad that term has started. But I've got a story for us to all just look on the bright side and just set our sights on things above for a moment. That this is not happening in Australia. This is happening to someone else. Thank goodness.
In the USA, is it?
Yeah. If you like your drive through brekkie, just be glad that yours isn't being ruined this morning. Because in the US, hash browns have had to be recalled.
Yeah.
The crispy little deep fried bits of potato all collected together in hash brown form.
Are you putting tomato sauce on that and some egg?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe a little.
Are you dreaming
jalapeno?
About hash browns?
I am.
Forget it. You're on a juice fast, okay? They've had to be recalled because they may have been contaminated with, get this, golf balls. So you could open your packet of hash browns and instead find a golf ball, which they've noted, as they should, that would be a choking hazard.
It would be a choking hazard, but I think it also highlights a very astute business strategy. So one of the things that you were trying to do in business is diversification, right? Multiple revenue streams from different sources. Now, obviously, this hash brown manufacturer has decided to diversify into putt-putt golf. And I think it's actually a wise thing to do, because after 18 holes of putt-putt golf, what wouldn't I want more than a hash brown, okay? Problem is, they probably had some rookies coming in, chipping when they should have been putting, and those balls went everywhere.
Yeah. I think the moral of the story is like diversify in different factories.
Yeah, maybe.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
If you want to be making more conscientious choices as a consumer, choosing fashion brands that sustainably source their materials and also pay their workers well, the Baptist World Aid, they've just released a new report to help us out with that. And joining us this morning to share more about it is Gershon Nimborka. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Now, you guys have just released the 2017 Ethical Fashion Report. Tell us what's contained in the report.
So we graded 106 companies from A to F on the strength of the labour rights management systems to mitigate things like slavery, child labour and exploitation. It includes a lot of the big multinational brands that people know, but a lot of local brands as well.
When you hear something like this about these kind of reports and you go into like a local, you know, fashion mall and you can pick up a T-shirt for $5, I mean, it kind of highlights the need that we're really interested in the bottom line and we probably aren't thinking a bunch about this. Were there some surprising companies on that report?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the interesting things we found is that there's not a really strong correlation between the price that you pay at the retail store and how much they've invested to make sure that they're not exploiting workers. So there's some pretty good value brands there, like Cotton On got an A-, Kmart are in the B range. A lot of brands that surprise people. And they often find that some of the really expensive brands are still not doing that well as well. So the leading brands in our report were big multinationals. So Zara is the biggest apparel retailer in the world, and then Patagonia, who's developed a reputation as one of the really ethical brands globally. And then nipping on their heels were brands like Supre and Bonds, Burley, and Jag and Sportscraft.
Okay, so when you look at the way that a brand does look after its employees and where they source their materials from, why is it so important for it to be done in an ethical manner?
Yeah, there are like 40 million workers in the Asia-Pacific alone that are all working really long hours, often under oppressive conditions, for wages that are not enough for them to lift themselves and their families out of poverty. I think if we can help change that paradigm to make sure those workers get a living wage and they're not enslaved and there's no child labour, can just make a huge difference. And for those of us that have the money to afford, we're not talking a lot of money, like some estimates say as little as 40 cents per T-shirt to make sure that workers in Bangladesh get a living wage. We can afford that. There's really no reason for us to not do that.
Now, you mentioned Bangladesh, and I think about 2013 and the Rana Plaza collapse. I mean, for a label that's like, let's say, located here in Sydney, are they not just outsourcing the design and fashion there? Like, how does that tie? Like, if we're saying it's ethical here, does that mean that money is directly going to improve those types of facilities?
So if it's, we're looking at the quality of systems of Australian companies. So a lot of Australian companies are sourcing from Bangladesh. They might do the design here, as you're talking about, and then they might go, okay, let's go to a Bangladeshi factory to put it together. And it's in those Bangladeshi factories that we want to make sure that workers are not being exploited. So Rana Plaza, I think, brought that to everyone's front of mind. 1,134 workers died. It shocked the conscience of people around the world. And there's been some really positive changes since then. I think in the fashion industry, as well as for the suppliers themselves, really making sure that they improve the safety of their factories. Still a long way to go, but moving in the right direction.
So are there any particular tells that a brand is operating unethically, or is it something we just have to Google for ourselves?
Big part of the reason why we put this report together, we kept hearing consumers say, how do we find out who's doing right by their workers, who's making sure they're taking the action to not have slavery in the supply chain of the clothes that I'm going to buy. So this report allows you to very quickly go to behindthebarcode.org.au and look up your favourite brands and find out what they're doing. And of course, the biggest concerns are with those brands that are just not transparent about it. So they're not publicly disclosing what they're doing to protect workers, and they didn't engage with the research, and often they're the ones that get the F grade in our report.
Brilliant. Thanks, Gershon, for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, listen, if you want to find out more about that particular report, you can head along to baptistworldaid.org.au.
I need the umbrella of truth.
Feels nice. Because the sun's out today, so UV is important.
Yeah, right? And I need to share in this safe space a social habit, social norm. That it does cause me a little bit of anxiety, all right? Last week, it was National, International, whatever, High Fives Day.
One of the greatest days of the year. One that makes you probably the most petrified.
And, well, yeah, like it's still come up again because I mentioned that I will, well, not like... If you come to high-five me, I will high-five you back. But inside, there'll be a
but
little part
duress,
of me.
But it's under duress, isn't it? You kind of cock an eye and you're like, no, I shouldn't do this, but I don't want to.
A little part of me that says palm to palm, straight up contact like that is uncomfortable. And I
love it. Especially a sweaty palm.
Like it's worse than the fish handshake. That weak. Like it's
that's
just,
terrible.
It's just too much. 1-300-40-2020. What is the social habit that makes you uncomfortable? Because it is a safe place on Hope Brekkie this morning and you can share it with
us. So the social habit that gets me, my buddies will call me when they're on the toilet to speak to me.
I'm
like, what are you doing? I hang up immediately. And they get all cranky about it.
How do you know that they, like, is there the echo?
Because it's now like a running joke. They start with, hey, I'm on the toilet right now. I hope you don't mind. And they know that I mind.
Well, the only person I will call from the bathroom is like my sister, an immediate family member.
It's not for calling. That is not the place.
Good morning, John. You're one step beyond the high five.
Yeah, I share your sentiments with the high five, mainly because when you go to shake hands or high five someone cooler than you, you go for the high five, and because they're cooler than you, they go for the fist bump. And there's that moment of terror where you've just realised you've gone for the wrong exchange. And you do what's called the ball and socket, where you awkwardly close your hand around and fist.
I've been there and it's terrible.
John, we brought in the ball and socket in our house. We love it. We embrace it.
And then what's worse is when you switch to the fist bump and then they switch to the high five and then you might as well just walk away.
Yeah. It's so true, John.
This is over. I don't know what to do. Thought food. Thought food. Thought food. Thoughts. It is Thursday, yes. And it is time for us to plumb the depths of knowledge and insights to provide you with some thoughtful thoughts.
That's what happens on our Thursday. We get to these thoughtful thoughts. What is yours?
Okay, so here is my perplexing one.
Okay.
It's a quote from John Owen. Mm. Okay, it says, "All things I thought I knew, but now confess, the more I know, I know I know the less."
Are you sure that's not Dr. Seuss?
It sounds like Dr. Seuss, but that's John Owen. And his point is this, right? The more that you learn and the more that you understand, the larger the revelation of what there is to understand, so you feel like you know less.
I think I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying.
Okay, good.
I think you've been spending a lot of time reading really thick books in this last week.
Because I haven't been eating food, so of course I have.
Here's my thoughtful thought.
Okay.
Get this. Like, God created us pretty wonderfully.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that our brains, the powerhouse of our bodies, they named themselves. Like, think about that for a sec. The brain.
Name the brain.
I know.
Is it like artificial intelligence, only intelligence, and the brain is now self-aware?
I think my brain's actually starting to get a headache. I'm not totally understanding our thoughtful thoughts.
Hope Breakfast.
With Laura and Duncan.
Question, what is your go-to fact? Like if you're at a party and then you're, oh, hey, did you know that...
Hold on. No,
fill in the blank.
Just give me a second. I got it. You go, hold on, and then I go... Fun fact. And then you tell your fun fact.
Okay. This is my fun fact for you. The gap between your elbow and your wrist, like your forearm there,
yep.
That is the size of your foot.
Hold on.
It is.
Give me a sec.
You put your foot up there and measure that.
Do you like my new sock?
Oh, wow. I didn't want you to take your shoes off because they smell a little bit on that.
It is. It's the same size.
And that's also the length. If you go pinky, tip of your pinky to tip of your thumb, that is the length from the bit under your, like, you know, the bit where your collarbone, the center of your collarbone?
If you ever have a tracheotomy or whatever it is, they stick the
to the top of your rib bone.
Oh, is it?
That's that length.
That's incredible.
It is. Try that while you're sitting in the car on the way to work.
Okay, 1-300-40-2020. Do you have a fun fact that you tell every time that you're out and about?
Yeah.
The one that I love to tell is that when someone sneezes, I'm always quick to say, you know, you can't sneeze and keep your eyes open at the same time.
Unless it's a fake sneeze, I guess. Like a chew.
No,
my eyes were wide open.
Yeah, but real
blew
sneezes.
Blew that one open. 1-300-40-2020. What is your go-to fun fact?
That's right. I'm just going to put a little bit of a bed of fun fact music on.
This is fun fact now.
So Jenny called up earlier and she actually said that wombats have square poo.
Really?
Did you know that?
Who spent time looking at their poops to find that out?
How do you study it? I had no clue. Joining us right now is 6 a.m. Jeff. Top of the morning to you. What's your fun fact?
Hey, Laura. Hey, Duncan. You can't hum with your... If you block your nose, you put your fingers over your nose, you can't hum.
What? No, it just ends up like I need to breathe to hum.
That's awkward.
Yeah, see? So without blocking your nose, and then...
It just makes it more of it
sounds a bit awkward, really.
A choked muted. Kind of hum.
Yeah.
Muted.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're welcome, Hopeland, for the beautiful sounds of us all humming together. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Mr. Robinson, I've noticed that there is a little bit of an extra sparkle in your eye this morning, and I'm wondering what's given you that energy, given we are on a juice fast.
So our producer, who obviously dwells on the lunatic fringe, has suggested that we do this juice fast, body reset, clean out our living, eat. I'm so frustrated right now. Okay, so I've been on juice for like 2 days,
I'm really proud of you.
And I lost my mind yesterday. And we said, like, we had Bruce Clark on from St. Matt's talking about the spiritual nature behind it.
Pretty sure it was at this exact moment yesterday.
Okay, and I have been reading a lot of scripture, okay? I'm through almost 5 books now, quality time with Jesus, but I lost my mind yesterday, okay? And I went home because I cannot drink any more juice. I have to have a salad. I had carrots, I had sweet potato, and then last night we had a function here at work and I had a salad.
I had
salad with lettuce, cucumber and tomato, and I'm a carnivore and it was fantastic.
The fact that you're getting excited about roasted carrot and sweet potato really does say something about the edge that you were getting near to.
Bottom line, I'm out, Laura. I'm done with this juice fast. This is lunacy. I want crunch in my life.
No.
I just need a salad or something. So, you know, farewell. I love juice.
Are you breaking up with juice?
I don't want to break up with juice. But I'm breaking up with juice as my staple meals for everything.
It doesn't want to break up with you either. It's a little bit sad.
I love you, juice.
Juice wants you back. Really wants you back. A lot.
I know you want me back, but you can't have me back right now, okay? Sorry that I couldn't get to you. No, I need a salad in my life. You could get to me all the time, and you've been getting to me. But right now, I need salad. I need something substantial. Don't follow me right now. I just need bread and I need some avocado. I'm doing it.
I don't like you right now.
It's going to happen.
The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Quick, let's wrap this up. I got to get out of here. I got some smashed avocado that they're going to inject intravenously.
You talk about smashed av, you talk about poached eggs, and I don't appreciate it because I, for one, am still doing this juice cleanse / fast. And good. You are my tempter.
Good on you. You are a better human than I, but I am out. I'm happy to stay off coffee for a few more days and chocolate and meat, but I need crunchiness in my life.
So be ready for a way better show next week.
Hooray!
See you later. And don't forget, subscribe. Here, here, there, or there, or down there, or across there, or up there.
Do it. Click it. Bye.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan. 6 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.